pretty exciting ball game out there, and happy to come out of here with a win. And we talked about last night and again today about finding a way somehow, some way to come out of here with win number two. So proud of the effort. Certainly a lot of things we'll want to clean up, but we're going to enjoy it. You have to enjoy the wins in this league, and we're definitely going to. And got what amounts to be a short week, only because of the amount of travel in between. You know, fly back, and we've got a long trip to Baltimore again, so we've got to be on top of the way we travel. We know that with the schedule that we have this year, and we'll be all over it trying to get our guys recovered, ready for next week. So questions for now.
What do you think of the strides the defense made? I mean, there was a few drives that kind of along the chunk yards came up, but yeah. In the middle of the game,
I saw glimpses of what it should look like. I think we all did, and we saw glimpses. Nowhere near what it needs to be yet, but certainly reasons to be optimistic, which I am. I'm very optimistic about the men we have, the work we're putting in. We've got a lot of things to clean up. We're sitting here 2-1, and looking forward to the rest of this season and the challenges ahead. So. We'll take them one at a time, and this week we got enough done to get the win.
Concerns about the offense? You guys were shut out in the second half, and it seemed like I don't know how.
There's concern everywhere, well, always, right. You know.
So the answer is
it's
yes.
It's always you're always concerned about things that don't go the way you'd love them to unfold. I thought overall we were pretty darn solid. We didn't end up generating as many points as we'd like to have, but we did enough to earn a tough victory on the road. And so, I think as you look at it, we run for, 120-something, and we throw for, 250 or whatever it was. And we're moving the ball. We're just not generating enough points today. But this is a stingy defense. Coach LeBeau's done a great job to start the year. I think they had one touchdown allowed in their first two games. So he's done a great job with his unit. And I thought we did enough today to get a win.
Winning two games at 10 a.m. time. Body time for your team.
Yeah.
How big is that since that has been an issue?
Well, we've got a very challenging schedule. If you look at it all, very challenging. I talked about that with our guys after this game. I said we've got to travel well. We've got to get home, get our rest. We've got to hydrate and all the things you got to do to be good and to be able to go on the road and win. And so, to win two games to start the year on the road, that's big. And now we get number three next week up, next challenge up with the Ravens coming up. So it's huge for us to play well regardless of where we are.
Yeah. What were your emotions like during that last sequence there? Did you see both those penalties before the flags came out, or did you and the last play how you saw that?
I thought that they were appropriate. Good hard fought battle. Those are things that they've actually done several times already this year. So the pick play that they've run over there they've already been called on it. It's actually on the teaching tape this week or last week. So it's something that everyone's ready for and alert for. So it got called again.
Jack, you talked about the difference between challenges and alibis. How challenging was the atmosphere, the elements, just how hot and humid?
I thought our guys handled it pretty well.
Yeah.
I thought it was pretty solid. I mean, I didn't see us flinch a bit. It was warm for them, too. We didn't. I mean, I don't think I didn't see anybody flinch when it came to, the elements and all that. I mean, a lot of our guys are from the South. They played in hotter than this. It was actually a nice day.
Did Carl not come out right away from halftime with something going on with him?
Yeah, he just needed a little more time before he was ready to go.
How do you think he could play? I mean, that was the driving this ends up being the only time you guys give him a touchdown. Just overall, how do you think?
Yeah, my eyes told me that he did some good things. Sure, there'll be things that that weren't perfect or anything, but I thought that he gave us throughout the whole week, and the way we played and the way the defense played, I thought he gave us a little bit of a spark, having him in there. I thought Corey James did some good things. There's some things I saw right away. I'm like, geez, gotta do that better. I mean, are you kidding me? So there are a couple things that those guys in their first start thought they held up pretty well, and there'll be a lot to learn from.
What do you say need more time, Jack?
Just that.
Rehydrating?
Just need a little more time.
Sean Smith had an interception. Are those the kind of plays you were looking for out of him?
Yeah, exactly. Did a nice job. and went in there aggressively and took that ball. And, yeah, it was a heck of a play.
You guys all set? Watson,
I think he got a calf, right?
Lower leg.
I think he got a calf or lower leg. You know, we'll know more when we get a good look at it. But I think Vidal went in and played well. So we've been, you know, that was our fourth offensive tackle to play this year on the right side. So, or fifth if you count the left moving over to right. So we've played them all over there, and they've done a good job. They've done a good job. I think we gave up one sack on the day. And so really, in my mind, one on the year, although Will can't get that other one changed. But anyway, I think they're doing a good, solid job up front.
So, were you satisfied with the way that got scored out at the end of the first half with the clock and you guys?
I wouldn't say I was satisfied with it. I think it was handled properly. If at the end of the day the idea is to have common sense and do the right thing. But I would have loved to have them not apply common sense and just go ahead and give us the field goal. But the reality is the clock didn't start on time. And so they recognized it and adjusted it. Now, was that 3 seconds? I don't know. I can't speak to that. But at the end of the day, I would love to see our league allow the officials to have the latitude to make common sense judgments. And I think that's what it was. So I support what it was, even though it kept us from having a field goal attempt.
Yeah.
No thoughts on that, other than I would have hoped if that were the case, it would have been brought up ahead of time so we could be all involved in one thing or another. You know, as I said earlier when this whole thing started, I respect everybody's opinion to express themselves. That's what we have as Americans. We have that right, okay? And I just would like to see us as a team do things together and united. So, you know, whatever he felt or they felt, I don't know what exactly you're talking about, but if that occurred, I support their freedom. I also, you know, deeply respect our flag and the people who have sacrificed for our country to make it what it is. I think it's an awesome place. We get to enjoy things like football on Sunday. So that's how I feel. Thank you.
Thank you.